I spend a lot of time trying to convince people, especially readers of my newspaper column, to lighten up about the language. To the people who write to me appalled at how other people misuse words, I often cite the dictionary to prove that their alleged misuse is actually okay. Usually these people are not convinced. Just because a dictionary includes an incorrect usage doesn't mean it's right, is something I've heard many times. Actually, I try to explain to these people, it does mean it's right. Then I go into the spiel Grammar Underground listeners have probably heard me recite too many times already. This is the natural process. This is language just doing what it does. I say stuff like this so much that I can almost convince myself that I'm above it all, completely immune to the impulse to push back at word uses I don't like. But in my more honest moments, I realize I'm no different. I can deny language reality with the best of them. Take, for example, the word forego. I've long known this to be one of those words people get wrong more than they get right. The forego that means to do without, as in, when he took the manager position, he had to forego opportunities to earn sales commissions, is spelled without an E. It's F-O-R-G-O. There is a version with an E, F-O-R-E-G-O, but check with any style guide or professional editor, and they'll tell you that this one means to precede, to go before. His reputation foregoes him is one example that Merriam-Webster's dictionary gives. This forego is also the root of the expression a foregone conclusion, in which foregone is a past tense of the form of forego that has an E in it. But if that surprises you or sounds unnatural, you're not alone. Instances in which the forego with an E is used to mean proceed are actually pretty rare. In fact, a Google search for correct use of F-O-R-E-G-O netted nothing but examples of the so-called incorrect use, including in respected media outlets like the Austin American Statesman and even Reuters News Service. After a few minutes of searching online for correct uses, an old familiar feeling started setting in. Everyone, it seems, uses the quote-unquote wrong form of forgo. And because everyday speakers and writers are the ones who really make the language rules, I had a hunch what I would find in the dictionary. Forgo, F-O-R-G-O, Webster's New World College Dictionary says, does mean to do without. You forgo an opportunity, no E. F-O-R-E-G-O, Webster says, means to go before. But, according to this dictionary, F-O-R-E-G-O can also be a variant spelling of F-O-R-G-O. In other words, this dictionary will let you use the E spelling for the meaning traditionally associated with the no E spelling. I didn't like that one little bit. I still don't. I spent a lot of years believing this was wrong. A lot of years changing F-O-R-E-G-O to F-O-R-G-O in articles. And, like most people, I suppose, I don't like having the rug pulled out from under something I believe so firmly. Luckily, all that time I spent fixing forgoes in my editing weren't a waste. The rule I learned is still the law of the land in professional editing. News style always uses the dictionary's preferred spelling. This means that if you're using forego to mean to do without, it takes no E. Chicago style is even clearer on this matter. Forego with an E, it says, is to go before. Forego without an E is to do without or renounce. And New York Times style agrees. So most pros have a strict policy of keeping the E out of any forego that means to do without. That's my policy too. It's just not quite the law of the land, even though, secretly, I kinda wish it were.